The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention, and we'll do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 3 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some featured stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here this week that includes a lot of television news, producer movement, great milestones, new podcasts, and of course, plenty more. But we only have 10 minutes to work with, and there's a lot to unpack. So let's dive right in. And that's where we're going to begin, because flying under the radar has been the phrase a lot to unpack. And if you're somebody that wants to conform to the formatics of the sports radio vernacular, start using the phrase. But if you dare to be different, maybe don't get hooked on it.
The buzz phrase out there is a lot to unpack. I've heard people say that a lot, and I refuse to use it. But just then it popped into my head.
Who uses that?
Oh, I hear that all the time now. Right?
I've never heard that.
You've heard DA. Yeah, you really
he also
heard
talks
it.
About being on a spaceship.
No, but I mean, well, I've heard a lot to unpack in all sorts of, like, political shows and sports shows and everything. Weather forecast. We got a lot to unpack here this week. Like, it's just, this is, watch. Now that I've said this, it'll be in
your
head. I'm
going to listen for it.
You will hear this. There's a lot to unpack.
So that was Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, and Jerry Recco offering their thoughts on a lot to unpack. And some other WFAN notes from last week. Kim Jones and Carl Banks, they hosted their first episode of Monday Night Live this NFL season. The 90-minute show broadcasts each week live from the Empire City Casino, and it leads right into Monday Night Football. John Jastrzemski and Mark Melusis, they were in for Jones and Banks the week prior, and Jones missed most of the show last year during the second half of the season as she recovered from a life-threatening heart condition. So it's fantastic to hear her back every Monday night on WFAN with former Giants linebacker Carl Banks. Keeping with Entercom, Joey Gelman announced he joined Radio.com to produce the platform's morning show Home and Home with Ross Tucker and Dave Briggs. The show airs every weekday from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Gelman, a Chicago native and former producer on WGN 720, he relocated to Philadelphia for the gig. We've got a ton of podcasts and digital news this week as DNVR Sports, they announced they've added Brandon Vogt and Adam Marza, and both of them joined DNVR from DenverStiffs.com, which they announced their departure from in early September. Vogt and Marza will contribute to Nuggets podcast. Vogt's role with DNVR will keep him on the Nuggets beat as he also focuses on their social media and Twitter presence. Marza will be the platform's VP of production. Also in Denver, last week, Nick Bracken announced he was joining Mile High Sports as a writer. Bracken will cover all local hockey writing about the Avalanche, their minor league affiliate, the Colorado Eagles, and Denver University Hockey. More hockey digital news as Jeff Domais announced he joined the Athletic NHL as a podcast producer. Domais previously worked on the extremely successful Hockey Night in Canada, helping to bring the show to SiriusXM for its 7-year run. His most recent gig had him working on the Power Play as part of NHL Network Radio on SiriusXM, and Domais announced he was laid off in July, so it's great to see him rebound with the Athletic. Some more behind-the-scenes news. After 8 years producing primetime sports on Sportsnet 590, Matt Marchese announced he left the show, but he's not going far. Marchese is moving to an earlier show on Sportsnet's weekday lineup to produce Hockey Central, which airs Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. And when Marchese made the announcement on Twitter, he also said the move to Hockey Central is going to allow him some more on-air time. Sportsnet 590 has undergone a variety of lineup changes in the last year, all of which we've chronicled at BSM. And their most recent schedule change, it took effect on Monday, September 30th. Sportsnet 590's co-host of the show, Marchese, just left Primetime Sports, and writer for The Athletic, Richard Deitch, reported Tom Verducci has re-signed with Fox Sports with a multi-year deal. The longtime sports writer and reporter, as always, will play a large role in Fox's baseball coverage, but the new deal will also have Verducci contributing college football features for their big noon kickoff and other shows. And we're going to jump back behind the scenes as a good board op can not only add to a radio show, but also build a connection with the audience just like a great host does. And after more than 20 years with KNBR in San Francisco, Brian Smith announced he's no longer going to be providing drops and pushing buttons for the radio station. Smith received a lot of well wishes on social media as he finished up his tenure last week, saying he left for another opportunity that he could not pass up that is not in the radio industry. So we'll be on the lookout for an official announcement on what that is soon. KSHB 41 in Kansas City, which I wrote about on BSM a couple weeks ago for becoming the new home of the Chiefs, they recently dismissed sports anchor D. Jackson without notice, according to Kansas City's NPR station, KCUR. Jackson is currently in the middle of a discrimination and retaliation lawsuit against the network, which it was filed over a year ago. And this is the second discrimination case against KSHB in recent years after they were sued by former employee Lisa Benson Cooper in 2016. Cooper lost the discrimination claim, but she did win the retaliation claim. All right, we got to pick up the pace. We're going to bounce around a bit now with some on-air news. Atlanta sports radio host John Michaels was busy last week on Atlanta Sports X. Michaels joined both their midday show and afternoon drive program as a contributor on separate days. Michaels has not been added as a full-time host, but he did say he'll be doing some work with both Atlanta Sports X and sister station 680 The Fan. He's also currently working as a contributor to SB Nation Radio. The popular Atlanta sports personality spent 3 years as midday co-host for 92.9 The Fan in Atlanta until he was let go for what was categorized as a budget decision in the spring.
17 seconds, I formation now. Here's the snap. Winston rolling right. Throws the pass on the other. It's caught! It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown FSU! Kelvin Benjamin! Knowles retake the lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Congratulations goes out to that voice, Gene Dekaroff, the 40-year play-by-play announcer of FSU football, called his 500th game Saturday night, September 28th, as the Seminoles took on North Carolina State. And Dekaroff's iconic play-by-play career is seen to call 500 college football games, more than 500 NFL games as the voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and over 1,200 FSU men's basketball games. Quite a career for the 74-year-old Dekaroff. Last week, we had some news from NBC Sports Philadelphia for launching a new weekly Eagles show. Now the network is back in the pod for the second straight week after they created and aired an eSports special, giving people an inside look at the industry. Titled For the Win Philly, created by NBC Sports Philadelphia and Nerd Street Gamers, it aired four times last weekend in conjunction with the Overwatch League Grand Finals taking place at Philly's Wells Fargo Center on Sunday. Sports reporter Casey Buescher announced she landed a full-time sports on-air position. Buescher has contributed to ESPN as a reporter for the ACC. She's also worked multiple jobs behind the scenes in recent years, but now she's got a full-time gig on camera, joining Fox West Texas as a sports reporter and anchor. So congratulations to Buescher as she debuted at her new job last week. Cool news from Jonathan Hood, Chicago sports personality and host of Under the Hood on ESPN 1000. He shared that he re-signed with the Windy City Bulls G League team as their radio and streaming play-by-play announcer, and it's his second year with the team, whose games air mostly on SportsTownChicago.com. Hood is also going to be calling the action for the University of Illinois Chicago men's basketball team again alongside analyst Chris Bleck on ESPN+. It's Hood's seventh season as a broadcaster with UIC. Also in Chicago, real quick, congratulations to David Kaplan after closing out 25 years as the Cubs pre- and post-game host on NBC Sports Chicago. With the Cubs moving to their own regional sports network next season, NBC Sports Chicago, they're no longer going to have a schedule of Cubs games, and that means Kaplan is no longer going to host the pre- and post. But 25 years for the Chicago sports media icon certainly deserves a mention. Also, the end of the Cubs on NBC Sports Chicago, it spells the end for some talented workers at the network. And one of those, Luke Stuckmeyer, announced that after 15 years, four Emmys, five championships, two trips to the White House, he's no longer with NBC Sports Chicago. One of the network's original members when it launched in 2004 is Comcast Sportsnet Chicago. Stuckmeyer said he's not sure what's next, but he's ready, so stay tuned. So good luck as he finds his next venture. The closure on SiriusXM, cool news from Busted Open Radio, who announced their show is now on air 6 days a week. Professional wrestler Tommy Dreamer is joining the team to co-host every Wednesday as of October 2nd, with Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell set to host every Saturday beginning October 5th. All right, and that's going to just about do it for this week on Under the Radar. One thing to look out for me at BSM, I believe it was in the first episode of the Under the Radar podcast, we shared news of John Sterling starting a podcast with Radio.com. I spoke with the Yankees radio voice about joining the world of podcasting and being the voice of the Yankees.
You know, Susan, the interesting thing about podcasts are they're not on the radio. Just amazing.
So keep an eye out for that article this week. Thanks for listening to episode 3 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.